We'll shoot for 6:03. Call the order and do a Pledge of Allegiance. They'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Flag.
The United States of America.
United States.
And to the Republic, which it stands.
For which it stands.
Yes.
Nation.
One nation, under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
Liberty and justice for all.
Justice for all.
All right. Do a roll call, please.
Mr. Alberta.
Present.
Mr. Carlone.
Present.
Mr. Roche.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Ms. Mancini Wright.
Present.
Ms. Orazetti.
Present.
Ms. Patel. Ms. Patel. See her on here. Ms. Pertoso. Mr. Santos.
Present.
Thank you. And Ms. Simmons Derby. Ms. Simmons Derby.
Got 7?
Yes, you do.
All right. Let's have all right. We are going to go to the public portion. Public portion, public hearing on the 2023-24 preliminary budget adopted on April 18th, 2023. I'm going to open it up to the public. You could
Mr. Mayor, please remind them to state their name and address.
Yep. Absolutely, Louise. Thank you. So adopted on April 18th, 2023, if you can keep it to 3 minutes, please, so we can move things forward, try to get all your information in there. If you can state your name and address for the public record, and then we will proceed. So anybody from the public, please say hi.
Jim,
go for it, brother. Start it.
Thank you so much. So I want to thank everybody for the opportunity to speak this evening, and then also I just want to thank everybody, and I'll be less than 3 minutes, but I want to thank everybody for their
Jim Gilday. Name and address, Jim, please, sir.
11 Academy Hill Road, Derby, Connecticut. I'm sorry, Louise, this is my first time I've ever spoken in public.
Not Jim, thank you.
You're welcome. So again, I just want to thank everyone really for your service. You know, I have a great deal of respect for people who donate their time, people who volunteer their time, and I'm very grateful. I do just want to say that this year we did ask for $20 million, a little bit more. And so far, and again, the city has, in the recommended budget is close to $200,000. And the Alliance District funds, we're going to get about $400,000 more. So that leaves us just a little bit over $200,000, really short from what we've asked for and where we're at now. And I would just tell you that, you know, it is a school system that is doing good things. In the very near recent history, in the past, we've seen our elementary schools be named schools of distinction. We've seen our middle school get reappointed for the commissioner network. We've seen our middle school principal be the principal of the year in the state of Connecticut. We've seen increased test scores. And so it's really a school system with an amazing amount of staff and who just come to work every day. And we are close to what we need to really just move the ball forward. So again, I do respect the work that everybody does. I love this town, and I certainly love the positive things that are occurring in our school system. And so we just ask that we try to bridge the gap of what we're short and help us to continue the good work. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? Kind of surprised if nobody else is talking here.
Well, I was going to let everybody else go first, but I guess
there you go, Karen.
Karen Kennison's, 25 John Street, Derby, Connecticut. I thank you all, as Mr. Gilday said, for all of the time, the hours that you put in, the effort. And I hope that you get a raise next year. But if that doesn't happen, if it's not within the budget, I thank you anyways. As far as the education budget, I think that at the very least, you need to be addressing the salaried increases that are in that budget. And what you're proposing now, I do not believe it does cover. Granted, their numbers are going down as far as students, but that makes it even more challenging to give them a quality education. So we certainly should not be jeopardizing those lesser number of students by virtue of cutting their budget. And one question I ask every year during budget time is, how much are you funding the pension? At what level is the pension fund currently covered? The last time I got an answer was back when Mr. Taylor was there, which was prior to Agatha even being a vision in anybody's eyes. And that was at 70%. Since that time, we've put in $4 million more dollars. So I'm hoping that it's at 100%, maybe with this budget, but I would like to at least get an answer on that. The third thing that my concern is that you have not increased the utilities. And yet, even it was stated by Nancy at an alderman's meeting that the utilities are going up, which my personal budget certainly reflects. I think that we need to be giving a little bit more there rather than shortchanging ourselves and having to deal with it at the end of the year. Speaking of things that we might have to deal with at the end of the year, you have really underfunded anything under capital. There's nothing for police cars. There's nothing for the fire department. There's so many things in the city that need to be repaired that are not within this budget. There's no funding whatsoever for capital. And I think that we're trying to keep the taxes down, which I appreciate, but it's short-minded to do that and then have to pay twice as much later when we're rushing to cover things like we did with the police department cars. So I'd ask that you would look at the capital and try to address that. And just don't shortchange things trying to bring the numbers in low because it's an election year. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Anybody else from the public?
Yes, Laura Harris.
How you doing, Laura? Name and address the record, please.
Yes, Laura Harris, 511 Roosevelt Drive, Derby, Connecticut. I would just like to echo Mr. Gilday's comment. If you would reconsider giving us the $232,252. Okay. I can't even read my own writing here. Please reconsider that for the Derby schools. I also would like to ask a question on the Yankee Gas and Electric that Mrs. Kamisas just brought up. Everything else is going up, not just with our own schools, everybody's house. So I think that needs to be up, those two bills, Yankee Gas and Electric. I also had a question on, I think it's number 5100, Park and Rec. I was happy to see some of the maintenance money being put into that building. And a question on animal control. Who do we call for animal control? A couple of citizens asked me. Do we go with the Woodbridge?
They go to the police department, then to Shelton. Shelton handles all our animal control.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
For the last 10 years, yes.
Shelton, I thought we were at Woodbridge at one time.
We were.
Also, I had a question on line 110-0110, which is a grant writer. That's going to be just for the city of Derby, correct? And it's part-time. How many hours is that? Is that weekly or monthly, or how's that working?
I think Walter, Nancy would know. I don't know if it's 20.
It's on a contract basis. It's paid by the work that she does on the grants themselves.
Okay, and somebody's in that position now, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And also on number 390-0392, it's a payroll outsource fee. Can you educate me on that, please?
That's the cost of our payroll service.
The payroll service you use?
We outsource, correct.
Payroll service. The payroll service.
I
couldn't
ask your questions. I mean, this is not a question answer, but if you put your questions out there, we'll get them answered for you.
Okay. Thank you. I could email you then. I have one more.
Okay.
Thanks for your time, and thank you all the tax board members for your time serving.
Thank you, Laura. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public?
Sarah Wadomsky, 95 Academy Hill Road.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Thank you. I have just a couple of concerns. It was on the revenue side. It was reported to MFAC last week that the collection rate on the property taxes is at 97%, and this 610-6100, I believe, assumes a 99% collection. So, you know, based on past year's data, a 99% collection rate here would be overinflating the income. And I just have general concerns that there are other areas of income that are overinflated. And on the expense side, that there are various items that are underestimated. You know, and I think, you know, Ms. Chemises brought up, you know, a few of them: capital, utilities, sanitation, insurance, bonded debt. So I really, you know, take a look and, you know, see, are we overestimating one and underestimating the other? I would, you know, recommend or consider keeping the public hearing open for more than just today, because there's certainly questions that come about listening to other people's comments and, you know, the discussions you will have tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Anybody else from the public? Mr. Kurtica.
Hi, Mayor. How are you? Can you hear me?
Good, sir. Good, sir. Yes.
George Kurtica, 46 Mohawk Avenue over there. I just want to thank everybody, like Mr. Gilday, for serving. I served on the tax board many years ago, so I know how it is.
They had wooden nickels back then, right, George?
Yeah, it was. So I'm just looking for, you know, our school board, the money, $235,000, anything more than a dollar. We have Dr. Conway could probably correct me if he needs to, but I think we're anticipating an additional 150 kids into our school system, which needs additional staffing. So anything that the tax board can give us to alleviate this this increase, and I anticipate the increase is going to be for a while. I don't know if you remember, several years ago, UConn did a study about increasing the attendance for the schools, and all the school districts around us were going down, and we're anticipated to go up. So nobody thought, you know, really, you know, what's going on? Does UConn know what they're talking about? But I would say must have, because we got about 150 more kids than we anticipated were coming in. So anything that the tax board can do to help the school board, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public?
Mr. Mayor, Gary Parker.
How you doing, sir? Go for it. Name and address.
Thank you. Gary Parker, 38 North Cole Lane, Ansonia. I serve as the fire commissioner for the city of Derby. First of all, thank you to all the tax board members and all everyone who worked on this budget. I don't envy that job. I'd much rather be fighting a fire. But there's a couple comments that I would like to make, and I've made them before, but I feel important enough that it should be reiterated now. First, for the operating budget, thank you for what you have given granted what we asked for in the operating budget, and I thank you for that. But I feel very strongly that between the working balance and the special working balance, whichever. I just implore you to keep enough there as a backstop. With the fire department and just like the other departments in the city, we're charged with keeping our equipment, and we're trying to keep it longer. We're stretching out from 20 to 25 years to now 25 to 30 years. That's not an easy task. And it takes a lot. It takes money to do that. And so we have the equipment maintenance budget in the fire department. The trends that I'm looking at, I'm not an economist, but it doesn't look like it's going to get much better anytime soon. It's not good out there right now. So I just. I would just implore you to look at where there might be backstops and that we can, if we need to, we as a city, I'm talking about, have something to fall back to so that we don't get stuck with a problem we can't fix. So I thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? Hearing none.
Hey, I'm Mayor. Go ahead. Someone go for it.
Oh, Pastor Dennis.
God bless everyone.
God bless you, brother.
I'll cut in real quick. I just want to give everybody thanks for everything you're doing.
Name and address.
Sorry. Pastor, can you name an address, please?
Pastor at New Beginnings Church, 156 Smith Street. I wanted to give everybody thanks and kudos. I also would rather be pastoring than doing what you guys are doing. Want to give thanks also to the invitation that we received from the last meeting we had for the AD position at the high school. I know a lot of parents were involved. There was a lot of folks at the meeting and everyone was invited. So I'm hoping there's a lot of us in this meeting. This is my first meeting as far as taxation is concerned. And I am also in support of any help the school can get. But I'm also going to offer myself in any way we can help as a church. Help in reaching out to the community, reaching out to our members, anything, the Hispanic community, anything we can do to help out in this area. I know it's a lot of work and it's not easy, but if there's anything we can do to reach out to the community, so maybe to have more people be on these meetings or anything, communication, whatever it may be, I want to offer our services as the pastors and as a church in the community. And I thank everyone for letting us be on this Zoom meeting here. Appreciate it.
Pastor, thank you very much. And also, just to let you know, we just hired a new clerk in the clerk's office that speaks Spanish. So make sure you let your congregation know that it's very friendly to come in there, and there's somebody who can speak Spanish to them. So I was trying to get over there to talk to you, but I let Father Carlos know too. So knowing that we're 20% Hispanic in the city of Derby,
yes,
one of my major priorities. And, you know, so let your congregation know. They come in there to really speak to people in there.
That's a blessing. It is a blessing. We send a lot of folks out there to get married and whatnot. It's been situations where I'd have to go translate, but that is a blessing. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you.
You know, absolutely, sir. Thank you. Tara, you had your hand up.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Yep. Go ahead. Tara, name and address, please.
Tara Heider, 51 Franklin Avenue, Derby. I just want to start off by thanking this board. I've not been on the tax board, but I've been on other boards, and I do appreciate all the time, efforts, and I can appreciate all the work that you put into this whole process. I would like to address the education budget. This year has been particularly stressful to observe. At a recent meeting about a month ago, Chief of Staff has suggested that because we're an educational alliance district, we're deterring the development and the betterment of the city of Derby and using this designation as a punishment to our children by not fully funding what the district is asking for in their education budget. Being an alliance district allows the Board of Education to access grant funding to enhance and supplement the school budget and to help our children's education. Where the hypocrisy lies is we're also on the list of top 25 most distressed municipalities, and the administration uses all of those grants afforded to them because of this designation and uses those improvements for things such as campaign rhetoric. And this administration really should focus on improving our housing policy and economic development, as the distressed municipality criteria includes per capita income, declining rate of job creation, and per capita income adjusted equalized net grant list, which are all influenced by administration. My point being, back to the education budget, maybe if the focus was on housing policy and practices and actual economic development and not just paving Main Street, we would not be a distressed municipality or alliance district. And having said that, I ask that the tax board consider the request made by our Board of Education and superintendent to fully fund their education budget. And please keep pushing back against what is happening in City Hall. And please keep pushing back on behalf of our children and doing what is right. Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. Absolutely. I agree with that 100% that we're moving things forward. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
My name is Mark Arfal. I'm the town clerk.
Hi, Mark.
I just want to
address, please. Louise is going to yell at me.
So, thank you. 5 Academy Hill Road and 1 Elizabeth Street. Some weeks I'm here more than on Academy Hill, but most weeks. But just want to just clarify the previous comment that was made regarding the friendliness of the town clerk's office. The town clerk's office, at least in the 10 years that I'm in my 10th year as town clerk, the town clerk's office has always been friendly and accommodating. It's not just because of a new hire in the last month or so. We have a long history of accommodating and helping each and every customer, regardless of their language, their sexual orientation, their ethnicity, and so forth. We treat everybody from both parties the same, and I challenge anybody to say different on that. And that's with all the, including the previous Spanish-speaking folks that we've had in the office as well. We accommodate and do that way above and beyond what should be expected.
Agreed, 100%.
Thank you, Pastor. so I do want to speak, though, on the budget. In particular, in general, I would like to thank the board for its efforts. The process did get started late, so I encourage your scrutiny on a whole bunch of things, especially regarding the income It's the least talked about part of the budget, but I encourage your tenacity to make sure that accuracy rules the day. In particular, line item 6,686,807, which is town clerk receivables, it's being increased $100,000 this year and from 300 to 400,000. And I just caution to not, we can't predict what the income is going to be. It depends on a whole bunch of things. How many people want birth certificates? How many properties transfer? There are things that are outside of our hand. We had an extraordinary year last year based on the housing market. We can't guarantee that that's going to be the case every year. And the trending that is going on now would indicate that in this current year that we're in, it's not going to probably reach 400,000. I just caution you on that. The other areas that certainly have not been talked about, so I just raised them so that hopefully there's just some clarity. So the insurance, liability insurance has gone down 180,000 from last year's budget, which is a significant amount and certainly is worthy of a question and an answer, as well as the health care benefits. Both the city side and the Board of Education side, it's almost $2 million, $1.8 million less. And the workers' comp is down by $100,000 as well. So just please be sure that those are accurate numbers just to satisfy the taxpayers so that this budget is, in fact, on track. And it's only because those I've not heard those questions asked or answered. The other area is the miscellaneous capital that's been raised by others, so I won't belabor it, but it's $140,000 less than previous year's budget. So I think that that's, you know, an area if we don't maintain that capital, we had set many years ago capital planning standards in place with respect to vehicle replacement in both public works, the police department and the fire department. We're way behind on that. So just encourage some thought on that. Other areas, again, that were not addressed was $800,000 less in principal and interest on bond indebtedness. And a large increase for sewer debt. So just please, I would ask you to ask those or press those points just to make sure that that things are okay. Also, I would advocate an increase from what is appropriate for the cultural events. That budget was at 15,000 for many years, and for some reason it was cut with no reason in the last 2 years. So I would encourage you to consider to put some more funding in there for that. And finally,
you're getting close to 3 minutes, Mark, so go keep going.
I'm almost done. I want to just thank the board for its steadfastness and support of this office and making sure that the and those who supported us in filling the vacant position in our office. So with that, I thank you for your service to the city and look forward to working with you on this project tonight.
Absolutely. You guys are doing a great job. Thanks, Mark.
Just a quick note. I think there are some people waiting to sign on. I'm getting emails that they're not getting.
There's one person, Mr. Mayhew, must have got
that's fine.
Kicked out and he's coming back in. Thank you.
Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public who would like to speak?
Can I get a second time around? Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. To just
Karen, Karen, go right ahead.
One other question that I need to ask is that you're not getting the funding for the parking garage. I watched the news in New York City where the garage just crumbled and crashed down. And being that I took minutes some 10 years ago and it was in very bad shape back then, it could not have improved over these 10 years. So I hope that beyond just the capital projects that we are also looking at trying to fund that. Further, I know that we talk about ARPA all the time and you will say that it's not part of the operating budget, which is true, but you have earmarked for ARPA many, many, many things that you've bought the ambulance, you've done other things, you keep saying, we'll use ARPA. Can we please have some sort of accounting of ARPA, how much it is and how much is left and what can be used so that it supports this budget without impacting the mill rate? Thank you.
Absolutely. And we got that. Thank you, Karen. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? Third and last call. Hearing no, I'm going to close number four, public portion. We're going to go to number five, discussion review or modify 2023-24 preliminary budget adopted April 18th. Mark, can you put up the budget on there, please? And
okay, sorry, it was just.
What's the privilege of the board? Do you want to go line by line again per department, or do you want to go right to the end, approve and disapprove? Roberto?
We want to, well, I know that I've speak on behalf of the board that in listening to some of the questions that were asked tonight, and trying to get some answers, because all I heard was questions being asked and no answers being answered. I know I don't want to conclude in finalizing the budget tonight. I want to have time to review all the questions that were asked and the boat members to provide feedback with respect to allotted time to really review it.
So you just want to push this off for another day, or do you want to do anything tonight?
Suggest if Luis can do a roll call, and we'll take it from there.
Well, and this roll call is to extend it, just so I can put it in the minutes?
Yes, not for tonight.
Okay. Mr. Alberta?
No.
No?
No.
Mr. Carlone?
I'll vote to extend it to a later date.
Mr. Roche?
I vote to extend it.
Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Mancini Wright?
Yes.
All right, hang on. Louise, can I get a second on that, Roberto? Before we take this vote, I'm sorry. So Roberto's was
didn't know it was a motion. I'm sorry.
The motion was to extend this. So can I get a second, please?
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Okay. So start it again. Sorry, Luis.
Start all over?
Yes, please.
Mr. Alberta?
No.
Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Mr. Roche?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Ms. Mancini Wright?
Yes.
Ms. Orazetti?
Yes.
Has anyone else come into the meeting since we started?
Yes, I did. Yes, Patel.
Okay, thank you, Fahini. You wish to vote yes?
Yes.
Bertoso? No. Mr. Santos?
Yes.
Did Ms. Simmons Derby come in? No. Okay. So you have seven yes and one no.
Okay.
Majority rule.
All right. So a motion to adjourn.
I do have a question. We put a list.
Do I have a motion? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Still have a question.
No. You already pushed this off, so could I have a motion to adjourn?
We still got new business to deal with on the agenda.
We have discussion, we have adoption, and now we're adjournment. So number six, adopt it.
What agenda are we using? Could I see the one? Is there anything for
today? I got April 24th, so discussion review. You guys pushed it off. Number six, adopt the final budget mill rate. Mm-hmm. And now you guys pushed it. So what do you have, Roberto?
That's the only one that I saw that was posted on there.
Yeah.
I'm sure, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Chair, I'm sharing the posted agenda.
Right.
So perhaps
so you discussed, you pushed it off. So what do you want to talk
adoption
about?
Adoption, or we're putting off the discussion?
Well, you guys pushed the discussion off. Number five, I asked that and you just pushed it off. Or am I, Jen, like you, not understanding something here? So you tell me. But that's what was the motion.
Discussion review.
I thought it was number six that we were pushing off the adoption. I thought we were still going to have discussion.
No, I went to discussion, review, and modify, and the board went 7-1 to push it out. So now I'm going for adjournment. So you had questions, and I guess you're confusing me, Jen, now. I know you're confused a lot, but you're confusing me now. So what do you need?
Well, I will follow our chairman. He said to put it off, and so I must be misunderstanding. I'll follow that.
All right. So we can't adopt it because you already pushed it off, so we're not discussing it. So number six was adoption, so we're not doing that. So number seven is adjournment. So in the motion to adjourn.
We got a motion here.
I second it.
All right.
I didn't get who made the motion.
Alberta.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And who seconded it?
I did, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jen.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So carried. All right. Have a good night.
It's 6:40 p.m. Okay. Weird.
Yeah, I'm